Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin. Welcome again to God's Word, Life Source Ministries podcast at godsword.eprn.us. Thank you for joining us today. So happy that you could tune in. Today I want to bring to you another story about a great woman during this Women's History Month. This story is about a Cherokee woman. First, I'd like to share a bit of my own personal history. I'm particularly fond of this story because I am a descendant of the Cherokee people. My maternal grandmother was part Cherokee. She taught me that her first and middle names were Spicy Chief, but she was known as Chief. My grandmother Chief had many domestic qualities as the woman in the story that you're about to hear. The Cherokee legend of Nan Yehi, who belonged to the Wolf Clan. Women in the Cherokee society were equal to men, and they could earn the title of war woman. They would sit on councils as equals, and this privilege led an Irish man named Adair, who traded with the Cherokee from 1736 to 1743, to accuse the Cherokee of having a petticoat government. Clan kinship followed the mother's side of the family, and the children grew up in the mother's house. An uncle on the mother's side had the duty to teach boys how to hunt, fish, and perform certain tribal duties. The woman owned the houses and their furnishings. Marriages were very carefully negotiated, but if a woman decided to divorce her spouse, she simply placed his belongings outside the house. Cherokee women also worked hard. They cared for the children, cooked, and took care of the house. They tanned skins, wove baskets, and cultivated the fields. The men helped with some household chores like sewing, but most of their time was spent hunting. Nan Yehi is the most famous Cherokee beloved woman. The role of the beloved woman, or the yego, was the highest that a Cherokee woman could aspire to. A yego had a voice in the general council, leadership of women's council, the honor of preparing and serving the ceremonial black drink, the duty of ambassador of peace negotiator, and the right to save the life of a prisoner already condemned to execution. One such prisoner was a settler named Mrs. Bean, who was captured in an attack on illegal white settlements on the Watauga River. Mrs. Bean taught Nan Yehi such skills as spinning, weaving, and the raising of animals, after which Nan Yehi taught the rest of the Cherokee. This provided the Cherokee with some food during the winter months, but gave them more work to do. The title Gigo also translates to war woman, and Nan Yehi earned the title by taking up her husband's gun when he was slain in a battle against the Creek and leading her people to victory. Now we will listen to Don Farden sing a song entitled Indian Reservation. Was important to the Cherokee that their losses be compensated with the same number of prisoners, scalps, or lives. Women led in the executions of prisoners. It was their right and their responsibility as mothers. They celebrated the capture of prisoners with song and dance, and joined in torture at the stake. Women had the right to claim prisoners as slaves, or they could either adopt them as kin or even condemn them to death with the wave of a swan's wing. In the Cherokee society, your clan was your family. Children belonged to the entire clan, and when a child or children were orphaned, they were simply taken into a different household. Marriage within in the clan was strictly forbidden or pain of death. Cherokee women were free to marry traders, soldiers, and surveyors, as well as their own tribesmen. Cherokee girls learn by example how to be warriors and healers. They learn to weave baskets, tell stories, trade, and dance. They became mothers and wives and learned to adapt, and the women were the core of the Cherokee. As years progressed, some Cherokee wanted to fight Europeans who continued to crowd into their land. But Nanyehe, who perhaps realized the Cherokee couldn't win against the numerous and well-supplied colonists, thought the two sides needed to learn to live together. She practiced coexistence herself when she married an Englishman named Bryant Ward in the late 1750s. She became known as Nancy Ward. At a 1781 treaty conference, Nanyehe declared, "Our cry is all for peace. Let it continue. This peace must last forever." Seeking peace didn't stop Nanyehe from recognizing the dangers of ceding Cherokee territory. In 1817, she made an unsuccessful plea not to give up more land. When she died in 1822, she had spent years trying to help her people acclimate to a changing world. Now, let's fast forward to the year of 1985. In 1985, a Cherokee woman named Wilma Mankiller of the Modern Cherokee Nation became the first female Cherokee chief. She governed the United States' second largest tribe for 10 years. In 1998, she was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President William Jefferson Bill Clinton. The closing song is entitled "Heartbeat" by Becca Shea.
Run some people for God. Hey! From every tribe and language, people, every nation. Hey! Where warriors have fallen, there's a resurrection coming.
It's your time to rise and shine.
Oh, wake up, you sleeping giant.
The wounds of injustice are being healed by the peace.
Hey! Oh, yeah.
Who's
bringing us power through unity?
Hey!
Where warriors have fallen, there's a resurrection coming.
Troubles, troubles come.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.